Race 5 at Grafton is where we'll start our look there. Howard, first leg of the quaddy. The show rolls on up there. It is a benchmark 58. Scratchings here from the fifth of runners 1, 2, 5, 7, 11, and 18. More than number one is the favourite, $1.95. Dorset Coast at $5.50. Don't Cry Mama $7. $8.50 in Fiore and Moonhawk at $12. First leg of the quaddy at Grafton. Howard, how do we get it off to a winning start?
Yeah, and again, just quickly, this is the third meeting since Wednesday, and the rail was in the true for Wednesday, Thursday, and today. So let's just keep an eye on those earlier races, see if the fence is, affected now or not. But the track is on the improve as far as its rating goes. I'm going to start off with race five with number nine, Shows Pride. Now, the horse is first up, no trial, but that was the case three starts ago at Grafton, over 1,200 on a soft five. Drew gate one and got the money by almost two lengths. I've got it mapped in the first four or five here, and it's around about $15 each way. So looking at that market, I'd rather suggest to you race five, number nine, Shows Pride each way. Ahead of number 14, Moonhawk, hard and fit, leader, claim will help. Had excuses last start on the heavy 10, so I thought it could, return to better form here. Number four, more than number one, interesting runner now with Michael Costa, was with Gary and John Moore. Eight gear changes, including being gelded. Had two trials, placed second in both. Just going back through its history, whether 1,100's a touch short for it, well, only time will tell. It is odds on, but so just an interesting runner. And then number 10, Capanello, could be best of the rest on the quick backup draw as well, but I would have thought place best. But I prefer the odds of number 9 each way, 9, 14, 410.
9-14-4-10, first leg of the quaddy. Race number 6 is a maiden over the 1,700 metres with draw rules here are 1, 5, 13, and 18. Tabfix Dodd's favourite is Galaxy Ballad, $1.50. Look on China at $5.50. Kawanichi at $8. $13, no pressure. And Pratt and Park at 19 with Sanchez.
Look, for the record, I've got number 3 as my top selection. I made it the best bet originally when we went to press the other day, but $1.50, not my wildest dream should she be that short. Placed all three this time in. The winners of each race have only won that one race at the maiden. So I think it's just the Chris Lees factor. Andrew Mallion aboard. I think she'll drift closer to start time. Got her on top, but no way at that price could I bet. Number 2, Look on China. Not many go forward in this race. This horse does. On trust the final 100 metres, but gets the right run. Number 7, Kawanichi, was slow out by about three lengths at Doomben second up. Strips fitter can improve. And I also thought 9 and 10 had chances. They've both placed third at their most recent start. 10 Sanchez certainly maps nicely. But for the record, 3, 2, 7 and 10, 9, but I'll be putting those five numbers in the quaddy.
Race number 7 on the program is the McLean Cup over 1,400 metres. Scratchings here 6, 7, 13, 17 and 18. Get Your Grey On is the favourite, $3. Northern Knight, $3.90. Texas Storm, $5, $8. Dark Euro. Bugger Lugs at $10, $14. Nothing for the press.
I was impressed with the win of number 3, Northern Knight, first up. Through the outside of 13, it looked to be 5 wide early, so Raymond Spokes just elected to sit forward. He was sort of third, 3 wide out on a limb to the home turn, and then he just kept finding. He got home by a neck. Really good, honest, tough win. Better barrier today. So I'll put 3 ahead of number 2, Get Your Grey On. Won well first up. Again, won well second up. Then they sent it out over 1,666 metres at Doom, and the trip was too far. Back to 1,400 is a big positive here. Number 4, Texas Storm. Conversely, the conventional wisdom was it couldn't run a mile, but he did. He won here last start, over 1,600 last week. Dropping back to 1,400 doesn't concern me at all. There'll be pace on to help. And then number 14, Dark Euro, good honest horse. Last start winner at Coffs Harbour, Lana Faincourt Road, and she keeps the ride. So 3, 2, 4 and 14.
3, 2, 4, 14, second last. Last events of 58 over the 1,700 metres. 7, 17 and 19 come out of the final event on the program. The Catch is the favourite at $2.30. Zavvy's Hope at $5. $7 Just Like Mum. Alaria's at 11 and 15. Let Me Go.
16 runners, but my first thoughts are there's not much depth in the race. Number 1, Zavvy's Hope. Look, it was just 2-1 paced at Lismore. Had a perfect run in transit, just couldn't get past the winner. That was 1,500. I think the peak of this mare is getting up to 1,700. Looks to be her pet distance. So I'm going to put her on top. She's fitting well. Number three, The Catch. Obviously, the one to beat, three-year-old with Michael Costa. So, again, you've got that in the price. $2.30 looks a bit skinny, but as I said, I think it's also a skinny race. And that second up fifth was in the Guineas Prelude. The race wasn't under suit. The horse got back and went wide. Otherwise, you could sort of make a case for many of these as far as place chances go. I put in 13 to Dem with Love, which ran on strongly at Lismore, and 16 Let 'Em Go. Look, it was 2,200 last start, heavy nine, back 500 metres. I've got a big tick on that. Better ground, big tick, good barrier. So place chance to 16. 1, 3, 13 and 16.
Best value quality in play for Grafton, please, Howard.
Look, best, on, you know, all things considered, price-wise, I'll say the best is race 7, number 3, Northern Knight. Best value, race 5, number 9, Shows Pride. Quaddy, 4, 8, 9, 10, 14, 2, 3, 7, 9, 10. 2, 3, 4, 14, and then just 1 and 3. Here's another place all up for you, Brennan. This one's paying about $45. Race 4, number 11. Race 5, number 9. Race 7, number 3. Race 8, number 1.
Best of luck today, Howard.
Thanks very much.